You're listening to SBS News.
The close-knit community of Bilawila, 7 hours north of Brisbane, boasts a population of fewer than 6,000 people. For years, the Tamil family of four had lived there, but almost a year ago, the family was placed in a Melbourne detention centre. The community has been fighting since then to free Nada Zalingnam, wife Priya, and their Australian-born daughters Tarunika and Kobika. Nadez and Priya arrived in Australia separately by boat in 2012 and 2013, having fled the war in Sri Lanka. After having their claims processed on Christmas Island, the couple met in Queensland, married, and settled in Bilawila. But one day after Priya's bridging visa expired last March, the family was removed from its home and sent to a Melbourne detention centre, 1,800 kilometres away. The government says the couple came to the country illegally, a decision upheld by the federal court in June, as it rejected an appeal by the family to avoid deportation. From February the 1st, the family can be deported at any time. Bilawila resident Angela Fredericks has been spearheading efforts to free the family. She says with all legal avenues exhausted, the community fears the family faces persecution if forced to return to Sri Lanka.
They're our friends, they're our neighbours, and it's Australian to fight for your mate. This case is an excellent example of migrants that do a city to rural migration and a real success case. So if anything, use this family as an example of what we want in our migrants in Australia.
Friend Bronwyn Dendall believes the case defies logic.
We won't stop, really. We'll just keep going, raising awareness trying to encourage Nadez and Priya and the girls to just hang in there and stay hopeful. They became a part of the community from when they arrived, so they've made every effort to act like Australian citizens. Even for me to explain to my little kids, they keep saying, why is Kopika still in jail? And I have to say, I can't answer that. The only thing I can think of is that their parents were born in the wrong country.
A number of rallies are being planned in the coming weeks across the eastern states in the hope the Tamil family are freed. Two will be held outside the electorate offices of Immigration Minister David Coleman and Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton. But Minister Dutton has ruled out any chance of a last-minute reversal.
The family that you speak of has gone through multiple court processes. At every single turn, they've been found not to be refugees. And they were told before they had children that they were not going to settle ever in Australia. And yet they've resisted that at every turn.
Home Affairs Office statistics show Priya and Nadez were two of almost 6,000 would-be asylum seekers of Sri Lankan background who arrived by boat and were granted bridging visas between 2011 and 2013. The government labels anyone who arrives by boat as illegal maritime arrivals, or IMAs. Aaron Mahlwagnam from the Tamil Refugee Council says many Tamils, an ethnic minority in Sri Lanka, fled persecution in the war-ravaged country. He claims this Tamil couple faces a bleak fate if deported.
The family is not doing well. They're facing irreversible damages to their health as a result of this indefinite detention. The current situation for Tamils in Sri Lanka is very bad. Disappearances are still going. Torture is still being used against the Tamil people. Under these circumstances, no Tamils should be sent back to Sri Lanka.
Bilawila sits in Queensland's Banana Shire, 150 kilometres from Rockhampton, a coal mining region affectionately known as the Shire of Opportunity. And opportunity was offered to Nadez with a job at the local abattoir, while also volunteering around the town with Priya. That work ethic, say supporters like cattle farmer Scott Jensen, makes them worthy Australians.
Anyone that is prepared to work hard, pay taxes, doesn't matter where they come from, if they're prepared to do that, I feel that they should be allowed to stay in the country. I mean, I'd hate to think what's going to happen to them when they go back home. They may never be heard of again.
Around 1,350 asylum seekers who arrived in the country by boat currently remain in Australian-run detention centres.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.